Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more of the Spiegel at Home show, live from the United Center on your radio home of the Chicago Bulls, 670 The Score.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from the United Center where the Bulls will host the Pistons in tonight's season opener. Chuck Swirsky and Bill Winnington will bring you the action. Pre-game at 6:45, tip-off at 7 on The Score, and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network. I gotta get the rhythm of that.
I understand.
All right, let me try it again.
I had one yesterday. It's funny. Go ahead.
On The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network.
There it is.
Powered by Heli Forklifts.
Oh, there you go. Look, people are starting to come in here at United Center.
The Bulls doors are now open. Folks, come out and hang out.
We're going to talk to Horace Grant in 20 minutes in person. Can't wait for that. We had a really interesting, connective, human, and newsworthy conversation with Arturis Karnishevas at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it was really good. I would suggest anyone go back on the YouTube page and check it out. It was good, and it was human, right? And hearing him in some ways pain the same way that fans pain.
Yeah.
But he's got the power to change it, so I want to see that be a thing. I want to see there, and they're trying very slowly, but they're trying to make things happen. There's Alyssa Berger Mini. She will be a part of our Bulls coverage here on The Score. I saw a lot of people. Shout out to Ryan Shivarini. He was here. I was like, man, this is handsome up in here. Mm-hmm. My guy Matt Byrne, my old photog when I worked at NBC5.
There you go.
I saw Tina Nguyen here. Alyssa is here. Josh Friedman was here. Like, there's a lot of people just out for the opening night.
It's a big night. It's a big night. And there are T-shirts. There are Bulls T-shirts on every single seat. Our guy Patrick Sandusky in PR said that was a full staff effort that everyone on the staff had to put the shirts down. That's how that works.
You mean Johnny Allstaff?
Yeah. Your guy Johnny Allstaff. Kevin Gossman was out there.
Yeah.
Luis Castillo.
Johnny F. Allstaff made an appearance at the United Center.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the Bears, I just wanted to show this part of the BMO series of caps. It's a press start, and you see like the 8-bit like Benny the Bull on top of it.
Yeah, it's a cool hat.
The reason that I'm showing it is not just because we are here at the United Center. The reason that I'm showing it is because Martellus Bennett designed this cap.
That's your former colleague, Martellus Bennett.
Yeah, my partner. Mm-hmm. My radio show partner, Martellus Bennett. He never wanted to talk about football.
Yeah.
He did want to talk about art, and this is one of the things that he's been doing. He's been creating cartoons and comic books, and he has a very, very interesting mind. And so I just wanted to share it because I saw whose it was and seeing that it was Martellus Bennett, I was like, that's really cool.
That's awesome.
And very connective tissue.
That's so very cool. By the way, I'm told that the Arturis Karnishevas interview will air at 6 o'clock when we are done to build a bridge towards the Bulls game. So, yeah, a texture already wondering, did Spiegel ask the question that Marshall asked him to ask yesterday in transition? That answer is yes. So we got to just about everything we wanted to.
And before, like, just one more thing before we get to the Bears stuff that's the most important. Are you trying to steal my bit?
What's that?
I'd look over. Mm-hmm. In between breaks, you're taking pictures with the balloon guy.
Well, that was his request. I did not request the picture, but I went to talk to him. Dave Fleming, juggledave.net is his website. We have mutual friends, Lawrence. When you work in the entertainment industry in this town for as long as I have, we end up talking, and I know a couple magicians that he knows, one who passed away, the great Dennis DeBont, the Sears Tower of Magic, we used to call him. Just, it was a dear friend, a great magician. So Dave and I were talking about that, and I believe Dave is going to be making you a little something at some point during this hour.
Is it a bicycle? Oh, that would be great.
I'm on it, man.
All right, let's see.
I'm on it.
All right, so check this out. I'm driving to the United Center, and I'm listening to our fantastic midday show, and they had Tim Jenkins on. And I always loved to hear the midday show anyway, but I'm a big fan of Tim Jenkins, and he's been great for our station over the last 2 years. So it got a little serious towards the end where they were asking him to break some stuff down. This is what Tim told Layla and Marshall about Caleb's mindset after throwing interceptions and the effect that it has on him for the rest of the game.
Different quarterbacks react different ways on that psychological front, right? Like some guys, it's almost like you see him throw an interception, you're like, great, we're going to have a good day because now he's pissed off and he's going to come back, right? You think about old school Tom Brady getting salty. It's like that was kind of the best thing for him. Whereas, you're right, Caleb could be one of those guys who, man, hey, he really wants to have a great touchdown interception ratio. So when he does get aggressive with it early, hey, does that prevent him from being aggressive later? I would tell you that I didn't see, I thought he was equally as aggressive, you know, throwing the dig route or throwing the can sail that he, you know, as he was early on. With that being said, like I could see exactly what you're saying with some of those scramble throws, some of those screen, you know, the screen balls that get batted down where it's like, you know, hey, are you kind of taking a little something off this? Are you trying to be perfect? Which I think would be something that I'm assuming this Bears staff would be dealing with behind the scenes, which ultimately we're going to get into a game where he's going to make a mistake. It's going to be against a good football team where we still have to rally back and hunt with the football and be aggressive. And we're going to need him to do that later in the season when these games really start, you know, get some of these division games where, you know, playoffs are on the line. We need him to be hunting with the football.
Yeah, that's really interesting from the mindset of a guy who played the quarterback position and coaches it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason that all of us are trying to dig into the psychology here because it's a young man going through a massive learning curve with a really smart and difficult coach who's asking him to figure things out. And he had a bad game.
Yeah.
And
that might be all that it is.
Well, it's an opportunity is what it is. And he said it so himself. So we're talking between the practices and between the games. But I'm sure, like Tim references, if that is something they need to address, they're trying to dig into it and address it behind the scenes.
Yeah. So now let's go to the part that you've been talking about. Like when I hear you listen to cuts of Caleb talking about throwing on the run.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah.
He likes it too much. He's too in love with it still.
Check out what Tim Jenkins had to say about that.
So then when you hear a guy say, hey, man, I don't feel great on the run. Yeah, how much of that feeds itself, I think, is a really big question that I don't think we contemplate enough when it comes to sports psychology and the things that go into actually performing, you know, on that stage. What I'll tell you is, from just a quarterback evaluator standpoint, Caleb on the run has always been the best term for this. He's always been just the best kid on the playground. Like, I don't think he's ever done anything from a, you know, hey, he's technically perfect, right? Like, he's always done more or less, like, amazing throws. Like, his chest is flat to the line of scrimmage versus maybe his, you know, off shoulder pointing at his target. He's always done stuff where it's like, man, he's almost doing it in spite of his mechanics. So what I would argue is I think there's, you know, if he feels like he's in a slump, I would argue that just some, like, old school hey, man, get your shoulder to the target a little bit. Hey, let's get our J-step right to where my back inseam is pointing at my target. Get my weight a little bit going forward, not necessarily completely horizontal. I think some of that stuff could actually help him, which is funny because it's like the same thing, you know, you'd be talking about with a younger quarterback. But when you're as skilled as Caleb is, like, I don't blame guys for not, you know, touching him mechanically, because it's like, why would you? Like, he hits all his spots. There's no need. Don't mess with it. You know, don't fix something that's not broken. With that being said, if he's starting to say, hey, man, I feel like this part of my game is broken, I think a return to some of the old school fundamentals could really help him more or less snap out of that slump that he feels like he's in.
Wow.
Yeah. See why I flagged it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big, big deal. And the name I'm going to bring up is...
Oh, no.
Is not a guy... No, because I'm going to bring up a guy who started out as a chaotic, mechanics-challenged, on-the-run gunslinger and eventually realized he needed to get the mechanics in order every single time he could, and he improved at it. And that's Brett Favre. And if you... You know, find interviews with Mike Holmgren about the way that he got through to Brett Favre and got him under control. It, I mean, Favre was great on the run and obviously stayed great on the run and had the game on a string at times in a brilliant, brilliant career. But, man, that dude, you watch his mechanics in the last 5 to 7 years of his career versus his mechanics in the first 3 to 4 years of his career. He evolved because he knew he needed to. And there's, I don't know whether Caleb thinks he needs to. I don't know whether they've had some of those conversations yet. But you might as well have the good mechanics when you can. And he's talking about accuracy on the run. He can't figure it out. It's because he don't have as much wiggle room as he used to. And everybody's a little faster and the tension's a little higher and the windows are a little smaller. And mechanics to get that accuracy where it needs to be matter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, that... We talk all the time, and I know it feels like a throwaway line when we talk about the difference between college and pro, but it's all this stuff that you're talking about, Spiegs, where, yeah, everyone's faster. So it's not just the DB that is looking at you point and then flies across and intercepts the ball. It's also the defensive end that's backside chasing you out to the boundary. And whereas before, like, oh, I can kind of take my time and kind of coast into this. No, you're on a dead run now. Mm-hmm. You're on a dead run, and you're trying to throw it. And you've got the arm talent and the athleticism to, more than usual, make that throw a special one. But every now and again, those plays are going to look ridiculous because you don't have, like, some of the mechanical base that Tim is talking about.
Yeah.
And trying to get him to understand that, I think, is something else that Ben Johnson's going to have to do. Where it's like, look, man, we all know that you can do it. We know you can make that throw. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to need you to do, though, is realize that you're going to get hit one of these times. You're going to get it's going to be an explosion because a defensive end or linebacker is going to hit you from behind.
Yeah.
So there's that part. Or there's a guy out there like Kevin Byard who's going to sucker you into a throw.
Absolutely. The safety might sucker you into a throw. Or that corner that's on Roma Dunze and you think he's got him beat is fast and good and smart enough to catch up and make it a contested ball. You know, and then all of a sudden Rome doesn't catch it and that's on you and your completion percentage. Like, everybody is better. And you have to be better, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I respected the hell out of Brett Favre evolving, and I used to think about it and talk about it in regards to Jay Cutler, who did not bother. He did not bother to get the mechanics better because he just kept believing that his arm talent and his excellence was enough, and it wasn't.
It's a fascinating balance, and it was one of the other things that Tim talked about with quarterbacks, where he said the personality of a quarterback, it's so delicate because you do want the guy who believes he can make the play, but figuring out when and where to do that is difficult. And it's a great example by you with Cutler, because if you were drawing up a quarterback in a lab, it would look like Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
He'd be 6'3" and 220 pounds, and he could run, and he could throw the ball 75 yards in the air. And then those moments when you know that his ego, when you know all of those things that got him to that level are the reason that he's going after D'Angelo Hall four times in a game and getting intercepted four times, because he's like, I can make that throw.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you that I can make that throw. Meanwhile, D'Angelo Hall has the game of his life, and you end up having one of the worst games of your career.
There's one aspect of Caleb's game that, you know, was fascinating this past week, of like when he decides to extend a play and try to make a pass, or when he just chooses to run and get a few yards, maybe keep, you know, move the sticks, that kind of thing. And there was that telling moment on Sunday where, after one time when he chose not to run, Jonah Jackson is pointing down the field to him, and Caleb's nodding his head and pointing down the field. And he talked about it. He talked about it after the game. He said, I've done a good job with that this year. I did not do a good job with that today. It will be better. Ben Johnson was asked about this exact issue today, having seen the film and having moved forward in the week a little bit. Here's what Ben had to say about Caleb choosing to run or not.
I think the most important thing is that we're playing efficient football. Throughout the season so far, we've been behind the sticks quite a bit. And so whether that's penalties, whether that's negative runs, whether that's sacks, whether that's simply, like you're alluding to, we're not taking what's given to us. We're trying to force something that might not be as easy to get. And so I think as a whole offense, that's our mission right now, is if we can just stay on schedule, stay on track, then this thing's going to come to life. We got some really talented players in every position room. And so, I would like to just be more efficient as an offense. We'd like to throw more completions. We would like to just continue to move the ball forward. And then when we do that, we have to be better in the red zone. I think that's the other Achilles heel that we have right now. We're making it down there, but we're not scoring 7 points. We're just settling for field goals last couple weeks. So if we do those two things on offense, I think you'll see improvement.
All right. So, yeah, he wants to be more efficient. He wants him to take his yards when they're there, man. Like, you're not this offense is figuring things out. You have found a way to run the ball, and you figured that out. So now when you're a quarterback, go back there and make your plays in structure. And then when there's nothing there, go ahead and take your yards when they're obviously there. That's what Ben wants. He wants you to be more efficient. Doesn't want to be behind the sticks. So I'm sure that message has gotten across, and it'll be a developing situation for Caleb.
I'm fascinated by all of it, the psychology of it, the coaching points of it. How do you make it all work? How do you make it make sense? Because I'm a big, you know me, Speaks. Like, I'm a big proponent of meet the player where they live. Try to understand their point of view on things and then give them what they need to be successful. In some cases, it's not going to work no matter how hard you coach a player. I feel like with Caleb, there's some room there. Like there's some room to, and it might be a matter of him just figuring out the difference between when it's time for him to make the incredible play versus when it's time for him to go get 4 yards.
Yep.
And that can be hard for someone who has been so special and has done this. Like I'm sure that's kind of the calibration that's going on. He's like, well, wait, I used to do this bleep all the time. Like this is what I did. Why can't I do it now?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you can't because that guy's really fast and he's going to hit you in the back with his helmet. That's why you can't do it. Or that guy's really good and he's going to sit on the only throw that you can make because you've now cut the field in half. He's going to sit on that throw and then he's going to come get the ball. And learning all that stuff is difficult. So
it's 670 The Score. It's Spiegel and Holmes here with you. We are live at United Center. And the Bulls are coming up and going to be playing their season opener against the Detroit Pistons tonight.
Yes, they are. And we will have the coverage. We've seen Chuck. He has jumped in and out of our eye line like 3 times today, which is great.
He gave
love
me,
the legend.
He gave me Cubs takes. He gave me
oh, that's
Cubs
all
takes.
He wanted to talk about.
And it usually is.
He wanted to talk about Cubs pitching.
Uh-huh.
Because he's going to talk about the Bulls.
They're going to make a big play for a starting pitcher. I'm telling you, Spiegs, I don't know who it's going to be. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to work out, but they're going to make a big, big play this offseason.
Man, he's
pretty
back,
good, right?
He's back in the talk show rotation, and well, he has got the bug,
feeling it.
Man.
Yeah, he threw out the phone number in the middle of our conversation.
He did. Let us know what you think.
Let us know what you
312-644-6767.
He threw out the old WGN phone number by accident.
Yeah,
you know, just like from decades ago.
All right, we'll figure out what we're going to do next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.